Pensacola, the Pensacola Expert Panel. I have Lexi Mendoza in the studio. Great to see you this Monday morning. How you doing?
Good to see you too. Yeah. How are you, Jake?
I've been very, very well. You've been out and about, kind of moving and shaking in the past couple months. So we've had a couple replay shows, but you were live in the flesh here in the studio.
I am. Yeah, I'm here today.
All right. So the other day I was talking to somebody at my church, and they've got a small business, and they want to do some advertising. And I, of course, the first thing that I said was, well, you need to call ADX Digital. I work in the same building. And they and they listen to the show sometimes.
Oh, cool.
Or at least they say they do. A lot of people say they do at church, but you know. And can't trust them churchies. But he goes, well, what is ADX Digital? And I'm like, what? Like, what is ADX Digital? You don't listen to the show. But maybe he just doesn't listen at this time on Mondays. But but let's take it back to the basics a little bit for somebody who might be just joining us, or for somebody that may have not caught this particular segment. What is ADX Digital? What do you guys do? What do you do for them?
Yeah, no. Well, Jake, I'm glad that you asked. Mm-hmm. So to your point, I do want to start doing this once a month, going back to the basics and just kind of touching on what digital advertising is for maybe new listeners or people who haven't tuned in a while, just to kind of go back to the basics. Mm-hmm. So what is digital advertising? Here at ADX Digital, we help you build different types of campaigns to serve ads, right? And so digital advertising is essentially buying advertising space across websites, mobile apps, and sometimes even social media platforms. And with digital advertising, everything that we're doing is going to be targeted, meaning that we are able to target or reach specific audiences or specific people based on their online behaviors, their interests, their purchase behaviors, and even sometimes their offline activity. So places that they're going to, things like that. So when you're thinking about adding digital marketing into your media mix, there's a couple things to just kind of know up front. So we're going to go through those together. One being that your competitors are probably already doing it. So digital advertising these days is very big. On Facebook alone, there's over 5 million businesses advertising on Facebook. And most of those are actually small to medium-sized businesses. So here at ADX Digital, we're able to help each advertiser develop a campaign that's tailored specifically to them and their business and their audience. So essentially with digital advertising, we saw in 2023 more than $200 billion that were spent on digital advertising. And that's almost doubled in the last 5 years. So the trend is going to continue to go up. We're going to see more money spent towards digital advertising in the future. So it's definitely something to really consider if you do have a business and you're trying to start advertising for that business. Hmm.
Think of it like a lemonade stand. And then Lexi shows up at your lemonade stand and goes, hey, let me take a picture of you at your lemonade stand. I'm going to go out in the community. I know everybody right now that might be looking to get some lemonade going on. Mm-hmm. And we're going to go tell them about it, and we're going to get them in. That's what you're doing with digital advertising.
Yes, that was a great
You're parallel. Able to target those lemonade drinkers.
Yes, which would be me. I like lemonade.
Exactly. So, yes. I like half and half.
You're looking for me.
Tea. I'm an Arnold Palmer
guy.
Oh,
really?
Got to have some tea in there.
Gosh, I wish I liked tea, but no, I don't.
You got to spill that tea, girl. You got to spill it. You like Kermit.
I like that tea, yeah.
Yes, exactly.
And with digital advertising too, something else to note is how important mobile advertising is. So, you know, so many people are spending time on their smartphones and their tablets these days. And we can see that most of the time people are spending on their mobile phones or their tablets is on mobile apps versus like a website. About 90% of time on smartphones is spent on apps. So one of our products that we can actually offer is called Mobile Conquesting, and that is serving ads specifically to your mobile devices or your tablets. And this is using location-based demographic and behavioral targeting to reach those consumers. And so with this product specifically, we can actually serve ads that are either display or video ads, and they only go to your smartphones and your tablets. And this will be while you're browsing on websites or apps And it's all based on the targeting parameters of the campaign. So that audience that we're trying to reach and what their browsing activity has been like the past 30 days, because we want to make sure we're reaching the correct audience. And so with mobile conquesting, there's a couple specific things that we can actually do. And one of those is actually called a weather trigger. So that would be, you know, for example, with a hurricane, you know, this is top of mind, but with a hurricane, you know, out in the ocean right now, if there is a situation where, let's say you're a company that sells generators or something else that people may need for a hurricane, to get prepared for a hurricane, and you want to serve ads only when there's projected wind speeds of, you know, hurricane force winds, or if there's a forecast, you know, a couple days out where it's actually forecasting a hurricane coming, like, we can actually do that with this weather trigger feature of our mobile conquesting product. So that's really cool. You can target people, you know, only when it's raining, based on a forecast, based on specific wind speeds. There's a lot of different parameters we can layer in there to get as specific as you want to be. But that is one of the cool things that we can do with that product specifically, as well as geofencing. So geofencing is actually being able to target people who are specifically in a location. So you serve them an ad in real time while they're at that location. So a lot of people use this competitively. Like, if you are a restaurant and you want to target people who are eating at other restaurants so that they think of you next time they go out to eat, you can do that. You can target specific businesses or specific neighborhoods. Or if you wanted to geofence the beach, for example, and get people who are coming to visit the beach and let them know, hey, my restaurant's here, come visit, you can do that too.
It's a great idea.
Yeah. So there's a couple different ways or a couple different strategies that we can layer on when it comes to that mobile conquesting product. But something to keep in mind when it comes to digital advertising is we do have a lot of products that offer cross-platform, meaning you can serve ads across your desktop, your mobile, and your tablet. But majority of those impressions will serve on mobile because so many people are on their mobile device these days.
Right. Especially on vacation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. One other thing to keep in mind, too, is with digital advertising, there's hyper-local and then there's national. So that the advantage of working locally with somebody, you know, for example, ADX Digital is you can meet with us, you know, on a monthly basis, or when we're getting the campaign prepped and ready to go, we'll go in person. We'll have meetings with you to kind of develop the campaign strategy, to show you the exact targeting segments that we would want to use on the campaign. We'll show you an example report so you kind of know what the reports are going to look like down the road when you get your monthly reporting. So with ADX Digital, you do have that capability to get hyper local when it comes to the targeting. When it comes to geography, we can choose specific zip codes to target that are in the area, or you can choose a radius. So if you wanted to do a small radius around your business and target people within, let's say, a 5-mile radius of your business, we can do that. And we can get very localized with the targeting, but we can also get more national. We can do a larger scale on the targeting. If you have multiple businesses in different areas, we can, you know, with the same campaign, target totally different zip codes in another state or another city. We can get that national scale if you do, you know, if your business expands and you need to expand that geography, you don't have to, you know, go find another company that's in that new business location. You could still utilize us and we could reach both of those locations with the same campaign through ADX Digital.
That's perfect for this area because a lot of people have locations in Mobile, Spanish Fort, you know, and then here in Pensacola. So that's great. It's just a one-stop shop. You don't have to go to somebody in Alabama to advertise.
A lot of people do that. And even if you have a business here and it's like a larger scale business where you do want to pull people from Alabama who may come and visit for the weekend or something like that, like, we can layer that into your existing campaign. Even if your location is here and you want to reach people to try and get them here, we can do that. We can layer in those zip codes. We can layer in specific cities that are outside the immediate Pensacola, Florida area. But there's lots of options there. And with digital, that is something where an advantage is you get that local scale, but you also get that national scale as well if you need it.
Very nice. 850-437-1620. If you have any questions or comments for Lexi this morning, go to adxdigitalmarketing.com. Send them an email, connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com, or give them a call here at the building, 262-6000, and ask for Lexi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another advantage with digital advertising is being able to track return on investment. So you actually get to see, especially with us, with ADX Digital, you get monthly reports. In the monthly reports, you'll be able to see how many impressions deliver. You'll be able to see how many people clicked on your ad. You'll also be able to see what we call conversions. Conversions are when people are actually taking actions on your website. So you can see who is going to specific pages on your website. You can see who's clicking specific buttons on your website. It really shows kind of what people are interested in and kind of how they are browsing your website, what they're most interested in, what services they're using, if they're downloading the menu, that sort of thing. So we're able to track all of that in our monthly reporting to kind of give you that ad or that insight as an advertiser to understand what people are most interested in on your website and how many people are actually taking actions on your website as a result of being driven to your website from the ad that we served. So we can do that as well as on-site visit tracking. So on-site visit tracking actually allows us to take or show you how many people who saw your ad went to your business within a 2-week period. So that's another way to measure return on investment. And in our monthly reporting, we'll show you all of this. When we show you those conversions or those actions that people are taking on your website, you'll actually get to see it by name. So you'll be able to see how many people are actually looking at your menu. You'll be able to see how many people are clicking on the buy tickets button on your website or whatever it may be. So it gets very specific and you're able to just see how many people are interacting on your website, both on your website and also off your website. Those actually coming to your business who have seen that within the last 2-week period. So there's a lot of stuff that you can track with digital. Whereas in the past, it's been a little bit more limited with traditional forms of media. So that's another advantage to digital.
It might cause some business owners to kind of change the focus of their whole business strategy, really, when you start seeing those results come back and you're like, I should be focusing my attention over here in this area because that's where I get the most response.
Exactly. Yeah. It can result in changing, you know, different pages or, for example, if you see most people are going to like your gallery or looking at your reviews, then maybe that's something where you're like, oh, we need to make sure we're updating the gallery on a weekly basis and updating those photos or making sure that we have updated reviews on the site so people can see the latest reviews. Like if you're noticing a lot of people are gravitating towards those two places, you know, definitely make sure that you're keeping those places updated. So it is very helpful from an advertiser standpoint to kind of be able to see where people are going on your website.
We talked also on one show about political advertising. You know, we're in that season, you know, it's very, very important for people running for office too. And that geolocation is super important in that.
Yeah, exactly. And the different, you know, the targeting capabilities that we have where we can target specific people that we're trying to reach based on their online and offline behaviors. That's another piece. You know, you can get that targeted advertising with digital.
Right.
You can also diversify. So one important thing with digital is you don't just want to run one product. You want to diversify your media mix is what we call it. So you want to run multiple different products at the same time across multiple different platforms. You want to reach your audience in a lot of different ways. Because if you think about, you know, like I think about myself and it's like, yeah, I listen to audio, but I also stream content on my OTT device. But then I'm also browsing on websites and apps all the time. You know, so you want to be able to reach somebody in multiple different ways. And even though there may be some overlap, if you're utilizing the same audience but running different products, there may be some overlap with the audience. But that's actually a good thing because you want that frequency there. You want people to see your ad multiple different ways on multiple different platforms so that they remain top of mind. And when they're ready to purchase whatever your product or service is, they think of you first. So, you know, with our products, we have a mixture. We have audio, we've got display products, we've got video, both standard where it runs across like your desktop, tablet, and mobile, or we've got our OTT offering. So that's going to be video served on your connected TVs. So it is very important to diversify your media mix, reach that audience in a lot of different ways so that you have that frequency and that people are seeing your ad in multiple different ways and at multiple different times of the day as well. So just a reminder to some of the products that we offer here at ADX Digital to help you diversify your media mix. As I said, we have audio. So our audio offering allows for an audio spot to run across news, podcast, or music content. And with the audio, you actually get a banner that serves with the audio as well. And it's an added value banner. So the banner does not cost anything additional, but that does serve in case somebody is on the audio app looking at their phone, they will see your branded banner as well. So we've got our online audio product. We've got a lot of different display products. So that mobile conquesting product we did talk about a little bit. Mobile conquesting allows you to serve ads specifically to somebody's mobile device or their tablet. And you get display and video with the mobile conquesting product. And that one does offer some of those unique strategies. Like I mentioned, the weather trigger, that one is specifically, that is specific to mobile conquesting only, where you can target people based on what the weather is. For example, if you wanted to target somebody, like let's say it's raining, you can target someone when it's raining and serve them an ad for like soup or some sort of comfort food or something like that. Or if it's sunny out and it's over like 95 degrees in the summer and you want to serve somebody an ad with some sort of, you know, cold tea or something refreshing, you know, that's another option. You can do that with the weather trigger. So mobile conquesting is a very popular product. It also allows us to do that geofencing, where we can target people when they're in specific business location or specific businesses or on the beach. We can draw a very small radius around specific areas and serve people the ad while they're inside that specific location. This works for events too. So if you do have, if you wanted to target people, let's say, you know, at a concert that's coming up or something like that, then we could put a geofence on that specific event and target and serve ads to everybody who goes to that specific event. So there's a lot of different capabilities with the geofencing, especially when it comes to the mobile conquesting product. That geofencing strategy is available across a lot of our products, but with mobile conquesting, that's the only one where you can actually do the event geofencing. And it also allows you to see a report in your monthly report that will show you how many impressions and clicks you're getting from each of those geofence locations. So that's some good insight to have as well with that product. We also offer just a standard display ads product, which will run across cross device. So that will run across your desktop, your mobile, and your tablet. So the only difference there is it runs across multiple devices versus mobile conquesting, which just targets your mobile device. We have social media options. So Facebook and Instagram, we can serve ads in Facebook and Instagram across the newsfeed. We can do the marketplace. We can do Messenger. This is not Facebook management. This is actually serving ads on the Facebook or Instagram platform. So there's a lot of different places that we can serve those ads specifically on Facebook. But that's an option. We also have LinkedIn as one of our product offerings. So serving ads within the LinkedIn newsfeed. Again, that's not any sort of management. That's just the capability of serving ads. And then we've got some video products as well. So we have our standard video. Standard video will serve across desktop, mobile, and tablet. And we have our, which we can also do YouTube. If you do have a YouTube profile, we can do YouTube ads as well as one of our products. And then we have our OTT offering. So that allows us to serve ads on connected devices or connected TVs. So your Roku, your Apple TV, you know, so many
Amazon
people.
Amazon Stick.
Yeah. So many people are cord cutters now. I think it's like upwards of 90% that have some sort of streaming connected TV versus cable. So OTT is very big right now. A lot of people are on it. There's a huge audience on OTT. So that's one of the offerings that we have, or one of the products we can offer as well. We've got our social mirror product. I know we talk about that a lot. That stems from social media, but it's not social media. So it actually takes one of your posts on your social media platform. Could be across Facebook, it could be across Instagram, it could be across TikTok, and it serves that post exactly as it would appear on your social media platform, but it serves it on websites and apps. So it expands that scale outside of just the social media platform, and it allows us to target people. So we're able to layer on those targeting strategies and use that same post and reach people who may be interested in your product or service while they're browsing on a website or an app. We've also got Amazon. Amazon is a product we can offer as well. With Amazon, we have a lot of capabilities to reach Amazon-owned properties and publishers. So this could be, you know, the Food Network or Twitch, IMDb. All of those are owned by Amazon. So we can serve people ads while they're on any Amazon-owned publishers or properties. And we can also utilize Amazon first-party targeting data. So, for example, we can target people who have maybe searched for a specific product on Amazon in the past 30 days. So that's something very unique to Amazon, and that's a really great product as well. We've also got native. So native can be display or video, and native allows you to serve, or native basically is an ad that builds in real time as it serves in the on the website. So the idea behind native is you kind of input the elements, you know, you put the copy in, the title, what you want the call to action to be, an image, and then it's going to serve on the website, and it's going to look like it belongs on the website. So the text or the font can change, the coloring can change. It's meant to like blend in with where it serves, so it looks like it belongs on that website.
It's kind of like AI, right? Like AI is sitting there going, okay, we're going to match this exactly so it just blends right in.
Exactly. It's got that machine learning involvement. Mm-hmm. And then lastly, a new product we just rolled out, which we're actually going to be going, you know, a little bit more in depth next week. I'm going to be talking about TikTok. So we just released a TikTok, or a TikTok is one of our product offerings. So we can actually serve ads on the TikTok platform. And as an advertiser, which is different from Facebook and Instagram, you don't have to have an account to be able to serve ads on the TikTok platform. So there's no limitation there, which is great. And with TikTok, you have the option of doing a carousel ad, which can be anywhere from 2 frames to 10 frames. Frames meaning just different images that people can scroll through on the TikTok app. Mm-hmm. And then you can also do a video. So we'll dive into that product next week a little bit more, but excited to roll that out.
Yeah, talking about TikTok on the next show. Don't miss that next Monday at 10:30 after the Fox News break. Lexi Mendoza, ADX Digital, thank you so much for being here. Go to adxdigitalmarketing.com for more information. Send them an email, connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com/262-6000. This has been Pensacola Expert Panel. See you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Dependable traffic on the fives, weekdays on News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.